Aviva Litan is a fraud and security analyst at the research firm Gartner. I got in touch with her to ask just how big of a deal this Experian breach is.
So this is a very big deal because they have data on all our credit history, all our financial transactions, all our addresses, our utility bills, our telephone bills. So basically our whole financial history.
What does the breach show us about the security practices of these large data brokers?
We do need a paradigm shift in the way we're securing consumer data, like a radical change. Right now it's just patchwork and making do with old systems. And frankly, even encryption doesn't work anymore. There was a revelation a few weeks ago that the NSA had asked RSA, a security firm, to basically put a backdoor in one of their encryption algorithms so that the NSA could listen to encrypted communications. So even encrypting information doesn't work anymore against governments, perhaps against criminals as well.
But most of us have received at some point or other a call from a credit card company saying, did you make this purchase? At least making an effort to follow up on the possibility of breaches and identity theft?
Yeah, you raise an excellent point. With credit cards and payments, we needed to bring merchant banks and consumer banks together, and that happened in the form of MasterCard and Visa. They connected all these parties. The credit card industry actually has instituted a lot of good fraud protection controls and also data security controls. The banks don't want to eat the fraud on your credit card. When it comes to identity data, like the data housed by the credit bureaus, there's no similar private sector mechanism to create these standards and incentives to stop the theft.
Aviva, let me see if I've got this right. What you're saying is that credit card companies had to eat the consequences of wrongfully made purchases from people's stolen credit cards. And so they implemented effective security measures. These kind of measures don't exist when individuals' identities are stolen. Is it because there's insufficient motivation? If the burden fell on the bank, do you think we'd have better security?
100%. And that's why we have to wake up our government and Congress to enforce legislation to make the banks responsible so that if the mortgage company issues a loan to someone who stole your identity, then that bank should be responsible for issuing that loan. They always try to get the money back from the consumer. So the onus is on the victim to prove themselves innocent. Identity theft is a small portion of loan loss to these banks. But if the person's broke, then they eat the loss. So they have reserves for it on their balance sheet. So there's really no incentive for them to change their ways of doing business.
So how do we prove we're innocent?
That just takes years of writing to the different credit bureaus, writing to the different banks, trying to clear up your record. There is a whole industry now that's there to help people recover from identity theft. In fact, Experian offers a service. They sell you monitoring services and remediation services.
Wow.
You know, well, this is a case where consumers need protections. It's not a level playing field, and the FTC really does have to step up to the plate. They've been talking about it for years. They've been talking about a federal breach disclosure law. They've been talking about identity theft protection, and just nothing's happened.
Aviva, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For nothing.
Didn't he? I'm really not exaggerating this. Take care.
Aviva Litan is a fraud and security analyst at Gartner. And here's a word to the wise from Experian.
At any minute, you could be a victim of fraud. Most people don't even know it. Fraud could mean lower credit scores, higher loan rates, and maybe not getting the car you want.